The Prince of Beverly Hills by Stuart Woods. Chapter 1. Rick Barron heard the howl of the engine from at least a block away. He was not happy to be sitting in a patrol car at the corner of Sunset and Camden at 2 a.m. on a summer evening in 1939. He was not happy to be wearing a badge with the rank designation of police officer instead of the detective's badge he had worn until the day before. And he was not happy to be in a uniform instead of a suit. The stiff new cloth itched. He looked to his right, toward Ciro's and the Macambo and the rest of the clubs on the strip. At this hour, Sunset was devoid of traffic, except for one set of large headlights rushing toward him at a high rate of speed. Rick started the patrol car. This might be fun, he thought. Then he saw the other car. It was a Model A Ford coupe, and it was across the boulevard coming toward him down Camden, about to stop at Sunset. Only it didn't stop. The little car drove right through the stop sign, moving slowly toward the safety of Camden on the other side of Sunset. Rick's mouth dropped open. This couldn't be happening. He looked at the oncoming speeder and had just time to identify it as a Mercedes-Benz SSK top-down before it struck the little coupe broadside. The powerful sports car had been doing at least 60, Rick thought, and it had never even braked. The coupe collapsed as if it had been made of tinfoil, absorbing nearly the entire force of the crash, then spun toward the side of the road and came to rest hard against a telephone pole. The Mercedes was not stopped, only deflected. It skidded sideways toward the opposite side of the street, struck the curb and rolled over, flinging its driver into a high oleander hedge, before coming to rest in an upright position. Rick picked up the microphone. "This is car 102. I've got a serious car accident at some..."